my fix-it-up life.
It's time to power up and flip the switch. It's holiday time and the lights are on.
From party lighting inspiration to turning your yard into a holiday lightscape, we're burning long and strong.
From Oz the Great and Powerful, the strong man actor and holiday lighting expert, Tim Holmes talks making magic with lights for celebrity clients.
And Lamps Plus, Michael Murphy delivers a direct current of lighting tips, trends, and tricks you can use this holiday season to add fun, romance, ambiance, and a cachet of cool to your holiday happy.
Plug in and make it hot. It's happening right now on My Fix It Up Life. More curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're lighting the lamp. We're making it warm. We're making it cozy. And we're making it holiday fun.
I think that sounds like a fun date.
Oh, yeah.
Are we on a date right now?
Well, the segue is perfect for a question that I have for our guest, Michael Murphy from Lamps Plus,
yes.
Lighting expert.
He's the in-house designer at LampsPlus.com.
I love it. And so I know we're sort of focused on the holidays here, but what if, just for example, shot in the dark, that I wanted to spruce up my room because I was going to have a date with my wife.
Ooh, should I just excuse myself from this conversation so I can be surprised?
And Michael, would you please email me the answer? info@myfixitup.com.
I'll be glad to. I've got some great ideas for you.
Okay, so how can you bring the romance and the excitement inside?
You know, as we were talking a little bit earlier, everybody's very excited this time of the year being the holidays. Everybody's decorating the outside of their houses. We want to bring some of that excitement inside. But if you're thinking about like more of an intimate evening that could last year-round, some of the tricks that I love to implement in interior design and lighting design is dimmers. I mean, you can take it from, you know, during the day when the kids are up and it can be bright, but if you want to have a more romantic evening, you can set the mood a little bit lower, bring the lights down a little bit, light some candles on the table, you know, open up the wine, have the dinner, or, you know, order in a pizza and just have some you time, just some decompression time away from the kids.
I kind of love that, but I want to go big, though. I want to go bold. I want to go exciting because, you know, there are some crazy houses near we live and who just like for the holidays, it's ridiculous. It's like that. It's like the that Grinch movie.
Oh,
Cindy
yeah.
Lou Who, she comes home and like her mom even took the light bulb out of the refrigerator kind of lights. Like,
Yeah. Like
what is going on outside? And they're like cops trying to like figure out the
traffic.
Yeah, like it's insane and off the hook. So how can you bring some of that excitement inside your house?
Well, I think I'm going to get a little educational here for just a second, I promise, and then I'll give you some great ideas. But I think in order to bring some of that excitement inside, I think you need to know a little bit about just the foundations about lighting. When you're doing the lighting design, you need to think in layers. There's general ambient lighting, there's task, and then there's accent lighting, which we're kind of concentrating on this time of the year. General lighting is like those ceiling fixtures, chandeliers, sconces, floor lamps. Task lamps are exactly what it sounds like. You know, it's under cabinet lighting for the kitchen. Like when you're getting ready to do that dinner for the holidays, you want some great lighting. And then, of course, the accent lighting that we're all excited about this time of the year, which is string lights, hanging lanterns, LED battery-operated lights that you can put on the table, and all of those fun elements. If we're concentrating just on the dinner table, let's just or the mantle, these are kind of ideas that you can do either way. Obviously, we talked about candle lanterns. Those are so versatile. You can use them any time of the year. But definitely during the holidays, it makes it, I mean, if, especially if they're a metallic finish or have a little hanger on them so you can hang them up as well, maybe from the chandelier, depending on the sizes of them, or even little votive candles from the chandelier. But you can take those lanterns and put them down the center of your table, like five of them down the center of your table with candles inside would be a beautiful centerpiece. But likewise, you could put them on your holiday mantle and put some wreaths around them, put some of your favorite objects around them, and just it's just one of those versatile things that takes you year-round. It's an investment piece, if you will.
I like what you're saying there, and I'm envisioning that, and actually the linear nature of it, if you have a rectangular table, which I'm imagining, it makes me relaxed. At the same time, I also envision our five-year-old son using it as a runway.
There are some alternatives. There are some child products that are a little bit safer. These days, there's tons of LED lights that are out on the market that are battery-operated, and they give you an amazing glow that looks just like candlelight that are so much safer around children or pets. And you can do the same thing. You can line them up, or you can use, they come in votive, they come in pillar sizes. There are even decorative vases that light up that are LED these days that are battery operated, that you could put holiday flowers in or anything that you might want to display. You could even use them as a base of a plate. Can you imagine that? It's a cylinder, like a cylinder vase that would light up, change colors, put a cake plate or just a regular plate on top of it for your appetizers or your desserts or something. And how cool would that be as the evening progresses to kind of have that kind of fun vibe of the lighting changing from blue to green to red to whatever colors you might like.
Now you're talking. I'm saying that is off the hook, being able to light up like your pumpkin pie and stuff. I mean, that's not
exactly
something I have seen before. And grandma's like, apple pie is going to be just like the coolest thing ever. It's like disco grandma, you know.
Yes,
all the
functional utility base lighting in our house off. I want the entire thing to be lit by accent lighting that blinks, flutters, and otherwise changes colors throughout the night. Safety, I'm not too worried about it.
Well, the thing too is that makes me so excited about what you're talking about, Michael, is that, you know, lighting can completely change the mood of any room. And especially for a party and for the holidays and everything, that you really, if you can get your arms around this lighting and figure it out and have a plan that makes it just spectacular, you really don't have to do that much to your house, and people will think that you just completely renovated everything.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just those little elements. It can be elements that you're making an investment in that you're using year-round, which I love. I mean, it's great to have those special things that you bring out once a year, but if you can utilize something 365 days of the year, your investment's so much less, and you get so much more out of it. For example, like the LED battery lights that we were talking about, or, you know, the lanterns. I mean, there's so many different things. Rope light, tape light. There's tape lights that we offer now on lampsplus.com that literally have a little bit of an adhesive on the back of them. They're maybe less than a half inch wide, and you literally take the adhesive off the back, and you can tape the lights wherever you'd like it. You can put it underneath your dining room table, or you could literally make it kind of like a little runway to your dining room table from the hall, or you could use it to accent the steps as you're going up the doorway or around the mantle. Any architectural elements that you might have in your house, you could be able to draw attention to those as well using something like that.
Now I'm thinking about those tape lights and our five-year-old and how it always seems that a big, like, food gathering event for a family, that kids kind of try to sneak under the table and have their own little world. And how cool would it be to have, like, little lights where they can do all kinds of cool things in their own little world? Did you ever do that as a kid?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Make little worlds for yourself. Absolutely. I think any creative person in the world or any non-creative person in the world has created those tents in their bedrooms at some point.
So super fun. I love it. I love the options that you guys have.
Well,
yeah,
I,
and it's really cool because they have a little remote control too. Sorry, not to dwell on the Muse, but I think they're really cool. And like, if you put them underneath the table or something, or you want to put them in the kids' room, or you could put them in the kids' room year round, and then take them out or borrow them for the holidays and use them in more of a public space. But they come with a little remote control too that allows you to change the color. You can have it steady on one particular color, or you can repeat the colors throughout. You can kind of have it like that. For the lack of a better word, kind of that disco feeling of it gyrating, or it's gyrating is probably a bad word.
Oh no, it's not. It's a party. You know, get our groove on. There you go. And you sold. I'm going right now to LampsPlus.com to buy that, because I need to have that for my like everyday party feel, right, Mark?
And we're swinging our way into a break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Live.
Watch the walls break. Take me to love, love, love. You might be open-minded. You might be out of reach. But I am so overexcited to see you another day.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And I am feeling magical today.
You're feeling magical.
Yes, as if I were, in fact, transported to the land of a movie I've never seen.
You know, when you say magical, it makes me think, I don't know why, maybe it's because I'm hungry, but I'm thinking about Lucky Charms.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to skip all the stuff I was planning to say.
But you know what? Lucky Charms is about, there's a rainbow of like sugary yumminess that is in the Lucky Charms cereal box. Do you know anything about Lucky Charms?
Well, I'm going to go right to Tim Holmes, who is our guest, and he is the strong man in the prequel to, I hope I have that right, Oz the Great and Powerful. And Tim, I'm going to ask you a surprise trivia question. As a parent and as a former child, can you in fact name the blue stars and whatever else is in Lucky Charms?
Did I name the what? The blue stars?
He wants to know if you know anything about Lucky Charms, because I put him on the spot about that breakfast cereal.
Mark,
but
well, all I know is that they are magically delicious.
They are magically delicious. And everyone has a style for eating their Lucky Charms, too. Like, do you eat all of the marshmallows first, or do you eat all the brown parts first, or do you eat them all together?
What I'll do is I'll take a nice big gallon milk of vitamin D, whole milk. You can't do the non-fat milk. It just doesn't taste right. Pour it on it, and I'll kind of just sink them in just a little bit, and I get the big-sized tablespoon, not the small little teaspoon, but a table-sized spoon, and I take big, huge, heaping bites of it. And I don't pick it out. No, I like the marshmallows with the stuff together. Look at all at once. It's nice.
Well, you sound like a guy that likes to eat. And, you know, my husband, Mark, he's a whole milk guy, too. So, and I was reading about, like, all the food that you had to consume to work out to become the strong man. And it sounds a lot like my husband's diet.
Yeah, it's not really a diet when you got to gain, but it sure is fun, I tell you. And I'm actually doing that again. Right now, I'm trying to gain. I'm back up to 230. I got to get to 245. I got 15 more to go.
Now, what do you have to gain weight for?
The sequel.
Ah!
Are you kidding me? That's great news. Is it Oz the Greater and Powerfuler?
Yeah, Oz the Great and Powerful.
No, it's the Strong Man. It's called The Strong Man, right?
Yeah, the movie's called The Strong Man Returns. Martin's going to be odd and great and powerful, something with another name after it. You know how they keep the same name, just add something after it, like the Twilight series stuff and all that kind of series.
That's so cool.
Yeah, so hopefully they'll be going off the end of this year, and it looks like it's going to be done in California.
That is so good. And I saw, was it on Facebook, that you were moving out to L.A.?
I actually go out there. I used to live out in L.A. from 1985 to 2002, and then I freaked out and moved back home and bought the house I grew up in Michigan. Found my wife because I came back here to get married and have kids, and that's what I did. Gosh darn it. But I still go back and forth. I have a place out there, too, as well, in Woodland Hills.
So you freaked out.
So I go back and forth all the time. Yeah, it's midlife crisis, man. I don't know, man. It was just one of those things that I wanted to get married. I wanted to raise a family, but I did not want to do it in California because I have no family there. And here in Michigan, in the house I grew up in where I live now, my grandma's 10 minutes away, my uncle's 5, my sister's 10, my aunts, my uncles, nieces, nephews. I got a big family support. And I'm just a family guy, man. I want to be around the family. I want to have my kids around the family. I want to raise in that environment. So I just needed to come back home.
Now, does your family still have a flower shop?
No. My dad actually sold that. He sold that in the 90s. Yeah, he sold that in the 90s. I left in 85 to move out to California to be a rock star.
But, you know, if your family has a flower shop and you're growing up like that, I can imagine there are a lot of girlfriends that expect to have flowers for absolutely every occasion possible.
And they did. My gosh, they did. I always had flowers. It was the best.
Or did you bring them a forest of flowers and tow it behind you in a trailer?
I mean, I'm the only cat who would bring a dozen red roses to school. I'll tell you that in high school. That was sweet.
That makes me want to twirl my hair a little bit.
Yeah, right. Just throw my hair. Oh my God, he gave me a dozen roses. This book is dated.
Oh yeah.
Well, when you moved back from L.A. to Michigan, and you were a firefighter at the time, right?
Yeah, I was a firefighter in California, and I was gonna try to get back in the fire department back here in Michigan, but it didn't happen because they said I had to go back to school and get me certified to go through the academy. Be an EMT and be a medic and do it all again here in Michigan, which is like a 2 to 3 year process. And then I found out how much they paid, and I said, never mind.
Oh, wow.
But in that time, sure. You, in fact, yeah. Remodeled the house that you now live in, right?
And yeah, this house was built in 1956. It's a cool house, man. It's an open floor plan. And it's on the river, the Grand River, which has got a great view of the river every morning. And yeah, I gutted it, man. I all new windows, the hardwood floors that were there, I sanded them down with a belt sander, redid them, new tile, all new light fixtures, all new paint, baseboards, crown molding. And then, you know, on and on. And then that was the inside. So once I did the inside, then I moved the outside and I did all new siding, this really cool hand split shake look siding. And I did new soffits, new fascia, new roof, new chimney. Then I built a pole barn next to my house, like an attachment. And I made it the same, too. I made it the same kind of fascia, so it looks all like one piece. And then I got into the landscaping part of it, start knocking all that stuff out. So, yeah, I love doing that stuff.
So I'm going to inform the rest of my portion of the interview with both jealousy and awe. Like, how you're doing all this, and you act, and you produce, and you're directing your own stuff.
Andy can save me from a burning building.
Andy can save you from
with
a burning building.
With a dozen roses in hand as well.
And you can hang Christmas lights like a madman.
Yeah, man, that's unbelievably, only in America can you make enough money to live all year. In Michigan, by the way, I couldn't make enough money to live all year in California, decorating people's places for Christmas. But in Michigan, yeah, you can definitely live all year round. This would be my 17th year doing it. My uncle runs pretty much my business now for me. And my clientele is all referrals. And I got huge clients. I have Arnold Schwarzenegger, Nicolas Cage, Ben Affleck, Jennifer Garner, Michael Keaton, Jim Belushi, huge directors, Jim Mangold, Joss Whedon, the guy who did the Avengers and Buffy the Vampire Slayer, president of 20th Century Fox, president of ABC. I got these huge guys. Oh, I've never seen people with so much money in my life. When your assistant has an assistant, you know you've got some.
I think that's kind of something that probably everybody kind of would fantasize about. But I'm curious, all of these famous people that you're doing their holiday lights for, is there sort of like a different kind of what they're looking for? Are they looking for white lights? Is it simple? Is it like the Griswold family Christmas kind of explosion of crazy? Like what is or is it different for everybody?
Everybody's different. Most of my clients are Jewish, and they are married to either a Catholic or a Christian woman, or vice versa, and so some of them will want to be just all white, and they're doing these Christmas lights for their kids because, I mean, come on, what kid doesn't love Christmas lights? It just makes Christmas so much happier when you come home at Christmas time and you got Christmas lights on your house. It's amazing. Who doesn't smile when you see that? So everybody's a little bit different. Usually they just let me do what I want. We just have a budget. We work with their budget, and I just light it up. You know, it's either all white, or some years like, you know what, let's do color this year. So then I'll switch up to color. We were doing a couple of LED, but a lot of people don't like the look of the LED. They like the conventional lighting, which is strange, right? For California, you think everybody would be more green because it's a tree-hugging state. But, you know, whatever. Let the utility bill rock and roll.
Does the power grid actually go down when you plug in? I mean, is it just like...
I've had a job before where they'd had to rent a generator to power the Christmas lights.
Oh, you're kidding. The service to the house isn't enough.
Yeah. So the generator rental is like $5,000.
That's awesome.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So, yeah, I mean, it's another level of money, and it's just unbelievable the kind of money people are throwing away on Christmas. God bless them. I love it. Thank you because you're feeding my kids. But, I mean, it's an awesome gig, man. I started this in the fire department. It's a slow season for acting in the winter. I just needed a little extra Christmas light money. So I said, you know what, man, there's no way these cats are doing these Christmas lights on their houses because, A, they're like, you know, CEOs, and they're way too busy, and they're millionaires. They're not going to climb up that tree or climb on the roof, so they're paying someone to do it, and it looks really nice and clean, not sloppy. So I said, all right, I'm just going to pass out a flyer around the rich neighborhoods with my picture on it. You know, and I had a picture of me in my fireman outfit with a couple of firemen buddies. Say, hey, I'm a fireman, I got a side gig here. I'm decorating people's houses. And then I did a legit. I said, I got workers' comp insurance and liability insurance so you can be safe. You don't have to worry about anything breaking or dying on your property. I'm covered insurance-wise. So give me a chance and let me help you out, make your holidays less stressful. And it just took off, man, because, I don't know, I'm from Michigan, so I'm a little bit, I'm not shady, and like, sometimes when I first started out, I'd bid a job, and I'd break even because I didn't know how to bid it, you know what I mean? Because I'm starting out. Like, oh, I better not charge that much next time because I really didn't make anything. Kind of, hey, guys, got the insurance, got the gas, got the liability, maintain it, and then take it back down and store it. I crunched the numbers. I was like, this is stupid. I got to charge more.
Sounds familiar.
Well,
yeah. Geez, I wonder if I ever experienced that 1,000 times. Doing contracting projects. Now has it ever worked out where you've gone to a casting call, you know, after doing a Christmas light project or whatever, and the guy's like, hey, you're the Christmas lights guy?
No, it hasn't, which is crazy. But I think now it's going to start helping me a lot because I'm finally getting to a level in my acting career where I'm getting scripts sent to me, I'm reading scripts, and I'm getting projects offered to me. So now that I'm at that level with a support team behind me, an agent, manager, lawyer, publicist, these people that I've been in their lives for this many years are actually going to be able to help me.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I mean, before they couldn't really help me because I'm just like, oh, another guy in Hollywood wants to be an actor. But now it's going to be more... to my advantage, so I'm excited.
Well, especially since you are the strong man.
Yeah, this what a role, huh? What a break.
What a name for just to be able to say, I am the strong man.
I gotta get a license plate.
You definitely have to, because I know somebody probably is looking for that right now.
Yeah, and I've seen you on Vegas, the TV show with Dennis Quaid, and I've seen a couple other things you've done in SWAT Street Fight and stuff, and you sound like a nice guy, but you play some bad dudes. And I mean bad in a cool sense.
Yeah, I mean, so from all these years of acting, and I was always trying to be the pretty boy, leading man type, clean face, you know, nice hair, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you know, I wasn't booking it, man. Just, bottom line, dude, I ain't pretty, man. There's some pretty boys out in California, man. If you want a model, they got them out there. They can act. So I'm like, man, I got to find a different route, a different avenue, a different niche. So then in my acting classes and studying, I said, you know what, I'm only going to do all the heavy roles, all the antagonistic roles and drama, and just try to work on that side of my acting, the villain, the bad guy. Because, I mean, bad guys work. I mean, and you always see a bad guy in a film is like, who's this guy? I've never seen this guy. Who's this bad guy? They always choose, usually, a no-name actor can play a bad guy role, and they'll let him play it. So I'm like, I'm going to try this. So I just really concentrated on that in 2008 and 2009, working on that, and I actually wrote a screenplay, you know, being a bad guy, and shot it. And that's when I started booking. I started booking in 2010 and on, all these bad guy stuff. I'm like, well, this is it, man. This is my niche. This is where I'm going to get in the back door and build up a resume in my acting career, bad guy role, bad guy role, bad guy role, bad guy role, and just keep building up, because I like playing the bad guy. It's fun because you get to be more creative in your role as a bad guy. The director's pretty much like, okay, I don't know how to really be the bad guy, but I need you to go from here to there and just do this and that and that. Cool. And then you just go ahead and you just do your crazy bad guy stuff. Like, that was perfect. That was very scary. Thank you, sir.
Well, I can imagine, you know, you have two sons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they probably, like, when you are going to, like, school or whatever, I don't know how old they are, I bet the teachers and everyone will be a little bit scared at parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah. They better not know we mess with my kids.
You should show up with a strongman barbell and the outfit on over the shoulder.
Yeah.
What do you want?
Yeah, my dad can beat up your dad. I think that shirt fits.
And just kick the door of the school and
there it is. That is the strong man fellow, Tim Holmes, actor at Twitter. You can see him in Oz the Great and Powerful. You can also see him in Real Steel with Hugh Jackman. And you will be able to see him in Oz the Greater and Powerfuler, or a title to be named later.
Yes, but we have to go to break, so we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Where do you begin?
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org. You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
I'd like to wait and